Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Technically, he's not really a sophomore.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Clint, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sturdy's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Dirty's Daily brought to you today by Tomball Ford, home of the free oil change that we give away on Friday afternoons. Tomball Ford, greatly appreciate everything you do. If you need a new rig, you got over 700 F-150s on the lot. Go check them out.
I'll be honest with you. I might need to go check out Tomball Ford. I'm thinking about buying a new Bronco.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know where you can find one. In fact, I know where you can find many options.
I'm thinking about it. I really am.
Well, I mean, let me know. I'll get you linked up. The Dirty's Daily, sponsor today, powered by baby Tomball Ford. By the way, we are at Buffalo Wild Wings in Tomball tomorrow. That's 14215 FM 2920. Buffalo Wild Wings in Tomball, and then Friday. We are at Talliards. See how I put them together right there?
Talliards.
We are at Talliards in Sugar Land right there, a stone's throw away from the
Constellation Field.
Yeah. I didn't know if we could legally say that. Are we supposed to be saying that?
Space Cowboys.
There you go, Space Cowboys Park. I actually drove by there the other day. I was out there cruising around trying to.
Can we not say that?
I was told we're not supposed to.
Are we not supposed to say Toyota? Can we not say?
Well, that rule's different, I think.
Well, I'd imagine that's a Sugar Land Space Cowboys problem and businesses around them not using
rules.
Them to advertise.
The name of it. We can say all the names of the stadiums for that one.
Well,
that's
look,
stupid.
At minor league
it's
park,
the dumbest name.
That minor league park down in Sugar Land, man. You go. It's right there. It's stone's throw away. Talliards. It's right
so
there.
Upset.
It's
stupid.
Hey, Ron.
He's genuinely so upset.
What's the soccer stadium? Can we not say the soccer stadium? Jesus.
I don't even know what that one's called.
I won't say the F Center right there if you want to go see the Cougs play.
No, you can say that. You just can't have a business in the parking lot and use the Fertitta Center to advertise for it. I think that's the deal. I don't know, though. I'm just guessing. I totally am guessing. I have no idea. What I do want to encourage everybody to do is come out and see us. Again, Tomball, Buffalo Wild Wings on Thursday for a little Thirsty Thursday action. Bud Light will be out there. A lot of good going on. And Talliards on Friday. Great location. Bring the family. Come with an appetite. There's great food there. There's great drinks there. I would imagine the weather's going to be tremendous from 2 to 6. So come hang out with us. And enjoy this time of year in Texas at a beautiful place. Talliards. Now, I also want to remind everybody, we've had D'Amico Ryans on at the 240 mark, and we had CJ Davis Mills on at the 340 mark of today's show. If you've got the Odyssey app, you're doing big things. If you don't, download it. AUDACY, download the Odyssey app. use that rewind feature, and you can go back and you can catch Davis Mills, this week's quarterback, in Texans quarterback, as well as D'Amico Ryans in full right here on The Drive on Sports Radio 610.
Real quick, just got an update here from the boss. We have expressed written consent to say Space Cowboys Ballpark for the team.
Space Cowboys Ballpark. There you go. Not that other stuff.
Whatever. I'm going to go see the Christmas lights at the Space. They do it every year. Lovely. We go out there.
Santa's Wonderland?
We'll go to the, Space Cowboys Ballpark.
You know what?
This is stupid. Well, stop naming your places business.
Hey, you know what? We live in a day and age when there's when you got Google Maps, man. I'll just stay away from it, man. Put Talyards in your old Google device. It'll take you right there to the spot, baby. Ain't gonna be no problem finding it.
The stone's throw from the place where John Singleton built.
There you go. There you go. Chaz visited several times. You know.
I just want to take the fine and say it anyway.
I don't want you to do that. I want you to stop and leave it alone. But
I just want to repeat it.
Dingo.
I want to do this. I want to take this minute, Ron.
Con.
After hearing from D'Amico Ryans and Davis Mills and kind of hearing some of the questions, and look, we've seen the text line, the chat lines, and all that kind of stuff. I want to be clear, man. Davis Mills in this game, in this particular game, for the 2025 Houston Texans, the week of November the 5th, Davis Mills in this game changes absolutely nothing for the Houston Texans. Changes absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
For the all things considered, changes absolutely nothing for the Houston Texans. You go into this game just like if you had C.J. Stroud. You don't
CJ, talk game plan wise.
Yeah, anything. I mean, it doesn't change a thing for the Texans moving forward, right? I mean, you've got a very capable backup in Davis Mills. I know there's a lot of people out there that got Davis fatigue, and I understand it based on what we went through several years back. But you watch the film from last week, and Davis Mills is going to play a brand of quarterback that's going to give you a chance to win. Is he going to be perfect? No. Is he going to have the high ceiling that C.J. Stroud has? Absolutely not. But can he do the down-in, down-out things that this offense asked the quarterback to do? With all things considered, absolutely he can. And, you know, I think there's a lot of questions about, well, all the guys around Davis have to do now that there's no CJ, and what does Nick Cayley have to do, and nothing has to change. Here's D'Amico Ryans, this is I think the most accurate take on Davis Mills, who he is, and what they expect from their backup quarterback of been a Texan for what, 5 years, 6 years? I mean, good Lord, he's been around forever. Here's head coach on the this week's starting quarterback.
Davis is a super, super smart guy, sharp guy. Just seeing how he operates in the huddle, and then just seeing how he can fix things when we're not all the way right. When guys are coming out of the huddle, they have questions, Davis gets it fixed very quickly, articulates it very well in the huddle. And now it's about post-snap. Like, post-snap, can we go through? Can we make the proper reads? Can we get to the right spot with the football? And can we just execute, right? Davis doesn't have to do too much, right? We just all have to do our job. Nobody has to step up, do anything different. Everybody just has to execute and do their job. What they're here for is to go out and play good football, and that's all we're expecting them to do this Sunday.
And this week, the difference between last week and this week is that Davis Mills will have a full week to prepare for and with his team for the opponent instead of taking half of the scout team reps. Here's Davis Mills talking about the difference really between the action he saw last week and what he plans on seeing this week.
Definitely. NFL practices, the backup quarterback's not getting most of the reps throughout the week. So it's nice having a game plan built around you and being able to rep all those plays throughout the week to see the different defensive looks from the look team and go out there and execute the plays early in the week so you can kind of make it work on Sunday.
I don't know if he's earned the hype music yet or not, T. But he
definitely has not. I do feel
good about his ability to go out and do what D'Amico said and what he just said after a full week's of practice, week worth of practice, and this particular opponent who's given up 250 yards a game, one of the worst pass defenses in the league. I think they've got 10 sacks as a team defensively. Their leading sacker is Eric Armstead. He's got 3.5 sacks, I believe, from the inside. Yes, Josh Hines-Allen has been a problem, can be a problem. We know that well here in Houston. But it's not like this is an overwhelming defense. To any in any stretch of the imagination, this is not a team that should overwhelm the Houston Texans. And I'm saying that on November the 5th, having watched every game film and knowing exactly who I'm talking about in Houston.
They've come back down to earth since early in the season.
Jacksonville has come back down to earth. And I'm going to tell you, say what you want about the performance last week. I agree with everybody. It was disappointing. But the way that this offensive line handled up front, particularly in pass protection, but the way that they handled Denver's front was impressive. The fact that you didn't have more than 4 sacks, the fact that a good chunk of those sacks were really, really holding the football along, it wasn't just like those immediate through the A-gap sacks that we've seen in the past. Whatever they did, whatever they've done to get to that point versus Denver where they were able to handle some of that pressure, I believe it's real. I believe it's going to bode well this week. And if you're not a group, a defense that can overwhelm this Texans offense, then I think the offense, it's shown this week, this year, with C.J. Stroud, albeit, but it's shown this year, when they're not overwhelmed up front, they put a pretty good offensive product on the field. And I just don't think I don't think this team is going to be able to overwhelm this offense the way they did. What was that, week three? I just don't think it's going to happen. And with Davis Mills stepping in there, nothing should change.
Bring on the
game plan. Davis talked about his own game plan. Ain't no game plan revolving around you. I mean, there should be no change. This is everything stays the same. You keep on keeping on. You weren't asking C.J. Stroud to do anything extravagant. You were asking C.J. Stroud to just simply be boring, death by 1,000 cuts, get the ball out of your hand, take calculated risk. I mean, those are all things that Davis Mills should have to do to survive. CJ has options. CJ's good enough to have options. When he does hold the ball, even though I don't like it, I could see CJ's trying to make a big play. CJ can throw a dime 40 yards down the field. CJ can do X, Y, and Z. Davis Mills shouldn't even have that temptation. Davis Mills should be locked in on exactly what this offense needs, and then we all just sit there and hope, okay, well, when they do dial up the shot, when it's there, does he have the ability to make the throw and go get it? Otherwise,
I think things change. I don't think the game plan so much changes. They should. Now, I do wonder, maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but I do wonder if there are some things that Nick Caley may not call because he doesn't trust Davis as much as maybe he would trust CJ. I wonder for some of that. But I think the biggest difference is that the Texans, I think, will be missing on Sunday or however long he's out is, I think what you were describing to me, the can make a play when things break down, can make a play when everything isn't drawn up right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to sit here and say CJ has been spectacular at that this year. I do think he gives you a much better chance than Davis in those situations. And as you know, in the NFL, except for that San Francisco 49ers game, in the NFL, generally, there comes moments where you have to – things doesn't go everything correctly.
Yeah.
Somebody misses something. You know, Tomlinson misses a block or something. Andrews misses a blitz or something. Can you still make a play? And I think that's the big thing that they're missing with Davis Mills being there.
I think we are in a really – well, we won't be because you'd be 3-6. But I think if you told me right now Davis is going to go out there and he's going to play good football, he's not going to turn it over, and they're going to get a couple of sacks because he just doesn't have, let's call it, the escapability that C.J. Stroud has, right? I'll take that quarterback product right now. Out of a backup quarterback, I'll take it right now.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, to me, you go out there, and if this game comes down to, you know, Davis Mills couldn't make a 60-yard throw on a boot that throw back across your body, okay, I got to live with that, right? I mean, that's something I'm willing to live with. That's something that, hey, it's a backup quarterback. We can all stomach that. What you can't stomach is going out there in this offense trying to look totally different because it's C.J. Stroud. I mean, because C.J. Stroud's not there and Davis Mills is. The reality of it is from a game plan perspective, Ron, one guy has elite potential. One guy is a backup. Stylistically, you approach the game
with you
the exact same way, right? You don't go out there and change what you're doing. You got two guys that are the best version of themselves is going to be from the pocket. If they're going to affect the game with their legs, it's going to be pushing up in the pocket vertically and taking off straight down the field. Unfortunately, like we saw C.J. Stroud getting hurt last week. That's the deal. I don't want either one of these guys floating to the sideline, to be honest with you. I trust C.J. more in that situation, but I don't want either one of them floating to the sideline. I don't want either one of them holding the football. I really don't want any of them affecting the game with their legs if we can help it, because you see what happens when they do that. So, this is a stand pat, move forward as is, and you got a lesser opponent. Don't make mistakes. You got a great defense. If you just go out there and don't make mistakes and stay in this offense, you score 20+. And I'm confident in saying that. You score 20+.
This defense with Jacksonville, you
absolutely.
Let's get it on, baby.
Yeah, there was opportunities to score 20+ points last week versus Denver's defense. And I'm talking about opportunities that Nick Caley drew up and a quarterback didn't make the throw. Or you miss a kick. Or whatever it may be, there was an opportunity to score 20 last week against Denver. Should this team go out and be able to score and feel confident in scoring at least 20 against Jacksonville? Hell yes. And with our defense, that could win the game. Depending on how the game goes and when you score 20 and how you score 20.
I definitely think they can win the game. Yeah, I definitely think that. And I think Davis is good enough to win this game on Sunday. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I don't think we see much of a change, right? I mean, now if this game gets out of whack and you need a CJ type of player to get you out of it, we're gonna be in trouble.
Yeah,
because we ain't got that.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's the
fear, right? Yeah. That's the concern, right? Yeah. Hopefully you don't get in that position with our defense. Now that's Ron Ugly, T Mills behind the glass on the ones and twos. Hey boys. Hooters is back.
Has Hooters been gone?
Or y'all get? Well, I mean, hell, they went bankrupt.
Yeah, I know they went bankrupt.
They just absolutely tanked. They closed over 50 stores.
Oh, did they?
Apparently, here's the announcement, baby. All right, the original Hooters owners have bought it back. The original Hooters owners have bought it back, and they're bringing it back. They're calling it a re-Hooterization. Re-hooterization. They're bringing back the original uniforms.
Come up with that?
Hey, probably, he's probably involved.
Re-hooterization.
You like that? Tyler really likes it. Original uniforms, hand-breaded wings, and that beach bar energy that made Hooters iconic in the first place. How about that, boys? Are y'all out on Hooters, or y'all give them a shot?
As long as there's booty cheeks still hanging out of shorts, I'm in.
I enjoy the Daytona wings.
I'm gonna tell you, man, that was the first chicken wing I fell in love with.
Spicy garlic.
Whew. Yeah, Hooters wasn't. I've done some Hooters, but Hooters was not
restaurant with the beach vibe.
Yeah, I know. I've done some Hooters restaurant. Wasn't always high in it. I guess maybe Teresa wasn't always just gonna take me to Hooters.
I'm gonna tell you. At the peak of Hooters, when they were opening them all over the place, every NFL player had a NFL Hooters card, and we got half off our food at any Hooters location. And if you don't think me and the fellas didn't wear that out, wear that damn Hooters, well, every Hooters within a 30-minute drive of Valley Ranch.
You told us that was the kickoff spot, wasn't it?
Oh, jeez, oh, Pete, boy. This was, I mean, there was no competition, boys. So you could imagine any of them that was going to wear them little orange shorts and in them little t-shirts, they was at Hooters. Now, there was no competition whatsoever other than the shake.
Where wings take
Hooters by day, shake by night. I'm telling you, man, it was.
You think there was a crossover there?
I think there was a lot of crossover.
It's a never-ending party.
In fact, I firmly believe that there's a couple shakes in Dallas that did a lot of their hiring at Hooters.
I was going to say, are they moving on, getting done with their shift, and going down to their next shift?
I mean, there was a time, right, when they'd be at Hooters working, and then all of a sudden they'd be in the shake, and then there'd be less and less Hooters. They'd slowly wean them off Hooters.
But there's definitely glory hole.
Definitely some of them started their
shake. How many
shake
spinoffs profession coming off of that? Obviously Twin Peaks.
Depends on your never mind.
Yeah, Twin Peaks, Bombshells.
I mean, love a good restaurant.
Yeah. They're back, boys. I mean, the hand-breaded wings is big. Hand-breaded wings is big. I know that.
Yeah, not bad.
I wonder if they're going to wear those tall socks.
gets cold.
I won't be looking at the Sellers.
Y'all are too young to even remember the Sellers.
Or the celery.
Back when we had class at Hooters.
I don't think they've ever stopped wearing the socks, dude. They're thick. They're the same socks.
Thick and scrunchies, man. Hooters socks, those were a staple. Those were just as much a part of the uniform as the orange shorts.
Hockey.
As the Owl's eyes.
People get
Hooters. They're back, boys. It
takes them a while for they get to the socks, but I hear you when you talk about the uniform.
Well, not even spend as much time as I did there.
All right. Chandler Rome is scaring me for the Astros. Wait till you hear what he had to say about a potential move coming up in this offseason for the Astros. We'll let you hear that coming up.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Coming up in a bit, 4:40, we will have our Texans report with Brandon Scott. Go over important game and important news of the day with the Texans. That's coming up next with Brandon Scott. I do want to get to Chandler Rome, but I would also like to say we have reached the portion of the program in which we get to hear Bill O'Brien lose it. Bill O'Brien lose it on a reporter. And And based off, as I said, week 10, how far are we away from DeMeco getting here? How far are we, if
he's a screamer like that.
I don't know about a screamer, but I'm just saying to where he loses things and he just addresses somebody. How close, or maybe we already hit it last week, but here was Bill O'Brien as they are currently 1-8 at Boston College. They're going to get ran through by SMU coming up on Saturday. Started out really well, but this is him, and he's clearly, he came in ready for this reporter. He came in clearly to me ready for this guy, and he said if he says the wrong thing, if I've ever heard on site verbally, this was on site verbally. He doesn't even let my man get the question off. Here's Bill O'Brien losing his mind on a guy that I feel like he's wanted to give it to here for a while up there in Boston College.
Coach, I'm wondering, do you have a message for the fans? Obviously losing to Notre Dame, Catholic school rival, 1-8 now in the season BC. I've heard from a lot of fans. They're just really
I'm really glad. I'm glad you're down. I'm not down. Nobody's down. We're fighting. We're competing. You know, it's the second year of this program, Mike. You always come in here with these down questions. Like, you show up like once a month or something like that. You come in here with these down questions. I'm not down. I don't know what year you graduated from BC, but this is a program that we're building. Okay. Nobody here's down. We're positive. We're going to show up and play our asses off against SMU. You can go out there in your dark, clouded world or whatever it is and do what you want to do. We're not down. The sun is up, and we're fighting. That's my message to the fans. What's up, Trevor?
Hey, you think
I bet Trevor's there every day.
You think Trevor was ready for his question?
Oh, Trevor was there every day.
You think Trevor had to get his thoughts together for his question? Was Trevor ready for that question?
What's up, Trevor?
How you doing?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't know it was coming to me. Good. Hey, he wanted that dude.
What's up, Trevor?
He cut him off. He didn't even let him get... That guy was building to that question. And he jumped right in there.
I'm going to tell you.
You know, whatever it is that you do.
Whatever
dark world you live in. Man, come on, dog. Listen, I'm going to say, Bill, you know your program better than us. At 1-8, somebody's down. Hell, it sounds like your ass is down. 1-8, somebody's down around there.
Yeah, that in year two as well. 1-8 sounds like something year one you may be able to fight off. But year two, that's a you got to be better than more than one win in year two, man.
You mean to tell me, Bill, everybody's like, yeah, man, we ain't transferring, man. We're staying right here.
Hey, it's 2020. It's 2025 in college football, man. It's the day of NIL and transfer portal. You talking about building something in year two with one win. Come
He's
on, man.
He's got 27 guys out.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, though, man. There is –
Trevor!
Ron, you can – and it happens every press conference. And I don't want to play the – it's not the former player, but it's like having been in a building around coaches and general managers and most owners kind of deal that are real involved. I can tell when a question, the way it's being worded, like if old buddy would have just said, hey, man, it's a big game against Notre Dame, man. Yeah,
this is personal.
You know what I mean? Notre Dame beat the hell out of him last weekend. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Like, hey, man. But if he'd have just worded it in a way of like, hey, man, like Notre Dame kicked y'all's ass, man.
Catholic school. He gave him the record.
Oh, when you start doing that, like the coach is dumb and doesn't. Oh, he's hot.
Doesn't matter what it looks like.
He is hot. I'm going to tell you, every time, like, I wish I could sit here.
We got a name on this guy, Tyler. Was it Mike? We know Trevor.
I know Trevor's
there. Trevor got the next question.
I'm going to tell you. Trevor was there every day.
Mike Gutierrez.
Oh, so it is Mike. He's waiting on Mike.
And DeMeco, to your point, DeMeco is definitely one of those. He's not a Bill O'Brien, but he's definitely a former player that, like, when questions start getting asked and there's a bunch of, like, bullet points that are completely irrelevant to the question and the answer,
he's got a mic.
He's going to get hot.
He's got a mic in there. And he's got a Trevor, too.
Oh,
he's got a mic.
I don't know. He said Mike shows up once a month. Everybody over there shows up consistently.
I'm just saying that he has a mic over there.
At three wins, you should probably be thankful that they're showing up still.
One.
I'm talking about over here, but you're talking about Bill.
I'm just saying he's got a mic over there that could get him there. Right? Bill let him get him there. Bill walked in for Mike. Walked in and said, there he is. I swear if he says anything. I mean, it wasn't even Trevor's turn. Trevor made Trevor.
Yeah, man, that was,
My man is something else.
Bill is something else. I mean, but that's the, like, Bill, you can't be that you're not a positive person anyway, Bill. You can't be that positive year 2-1 win. Why, by the way,
you sound like you're down. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you sound like you're on the edge. You're on the verge of jumping. Like, and by the way, the team that's coming to town right now, SMU, that just jumped up from Group of Five to the big boys. They done went to the college ball playoffs and they're 6-3 right now, coming to whoop y'all's ass.
They just beat Miami. It just ran Miami off the college football.
See, that
playoff.
To me, that was not, like, if that question would have been phrased different, I don't think Bill would have went off the deep end.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, if that would have been just a start it over,
Tyler. Is it the 1-8?
I don't know what the question is.
Tyler, what do you think it was that led him to cut him off? Because there's a build here, Catholic school rivalry. Play this again. Let me hear what set Bill off. To stop him in his track.
Trevor raising his hand.
Coach, I'm wondering, do you have a message for the fans? Obviously losing to Notre Dame, Catholic school rival, 1-8 now in the season of BC. I've heard from a lot of fans. They're just really
Yeah, I'm really glad.
It was the 1-8 BC. Because doesn't he say, Trevor, I don't know when Ryan. Mike, I don't know when you graduated. Doesn't he say
he's in the alma mater, but he was asking him what his message to the fans is.
Bingo. I'm going to tell you right now, from jump, what is your message to the fans? I've never met a coach that gave a rip. I'm being dead honest. Like, I don't think D'Amico Rines or Nick Caserio have ever thought about, boy, let me get my message to the fans right. So starts there. And then there's the unnecessary
1-8 BC. Like he didn't know the name of the school.
Record like he didn't know his record.
and a college.
And
BC.
then he throws the useless fact that you think Bill even know that it was a
Catholic school rivalry.
The Catholic school rivalry. Like, you think Bill even knew that? Like, that whole question was framed in a way his top was gonna blow, no question.
Bill,
what did they call Bill, a little teapot?
Yeah, he didn't cuss. Bill did that without cussing.
Yeah.
I'm proud of Bill. Good for him.
Amen. This is one time I feel like Bill did what was right.
Someone texted and said, Landry is his Trevor. Now, I'm going to tell you, Landry is not Trevor. Landry is not the one
that's Sarge. That's Sarge. Okay. That is immediate Sarge. Who else is going to be? That's immediate Sarge.
Chrissy?
No, it's immediate Sarge.
They can hand it off to
Chrissy. He's going straight Sarge immediately. D'Amico is going to be hot. Landry's going to be the one. Is Mike. Landry's the one he's going to make him. He's going to force him to lose his cool, and then he's going to go to Sarge immediately. Go ahead, Sarge.
You know what? He might hit our next guy up. Brandon?
Oh, yeah. But I don't know. Is B. Scott, is he the one that's there every day?
He may hit him with it. Brandon, your question.
I can't believe he hit my man with. Man, you come once a month. You come once a month, it's dark.
I bet you he don't, man. I bet he's there every day. And Bill just...
What does it matter? He drove his ass over there to ask you questions, man. I mean, you know what I mean? He drove his ass over because he's a fan of yours, Bill.
Coming up, Trevor or Brandon Scott with our Texas report.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
You ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Brandon Scott, he will join us here momentarily as we will get Texans report with him coming up soon. A couple of updates, and we'll get you updated completely on the injury report as soon as that comes out. I have not seen that out yet, Tyler, but as soon as it does, we'll see what the issues are with the Jags as well as the Texans. All right, listen, we've talked a lot about CJ being out, and we'll talk about that when Brandon gets in here. We've talked it as he's walking in now. We've talked a lot, Clint, about the issues for the Texans, and we'll bring Brandon in with this as well, with the issues with CJ Stroud and what that's going to look like. And obviously that's the big thing. And you said, at least from a standpoint when it comes to game plan wise, how they approach the game, not a lot changes with him. What about if Titus Howard's not there? Is there things, if you're Nick Caley, that you have to, all right, we got to approach things just a bit different if Blake Fisher and Ariante Ursary are your tackles? Is that a little bit more different than the quarterback situation?
To me, now you're on to something. If we're not, like, anything other than the ceiling of the quarterback that's taking snaps, like any conversation on a lower level that needs to be had, you can argue, hell, fairly easily, that the right tackle position changes things more than CJ to Davis Mills. I'm talking about from a game plan, schematics, right?
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. You know the obvious. If the right tackle, if we get Blake Fisher from training camp, then we are in trouble, right?
Yeah.
But if they go Trent Brown, and Trent Brown can play, and you've got Blake Fisher now in your Fisher personnels, where you're adding the extra tight end, I mean the extra offensive lineman as a tight end, now your game, you got a whole other package of your game plan. So you can argue, and again, I think fairly easily, that the right tackle actually impacts planning for this game in a much bigger way than the quarterback.
Yeah. I feel like the combination of it, though, kind of just is what really affects the bottom line. Like, when I think about, like, you led the show with this when you talked about CJ Stroud, Titus Howard, and then the Fairbairn news. So, like, this combination of quarterback, right tackle, and kicker, like, as a combination is what worries me more. I understand what you're saying about from a game plan standpoint, because they were doing a lot of the same things or similar things with Davis Mills out there as they were with CJ Stroud. And to be fair to Davis Mills, there were times, especially in the beginning when he first got in there, where it was working. It was, at least on the earlier downs, it was working. It was working just fine.
So Denver,
And then you saw when Denver made its adjustments, or when just like the offensive line just flat out got beat at times, where they weren't able to make up for it. There was nothing really special to Davis Mills' game to make up for whatever mismatches were elsewhere, where C.J. Stroud does have that, at least have that capability. So you don't have that with C.J. Stroud. Your jumbo package is at least flustered by whether it's just the fact that Blake Fisher's got to start at right tackle, or if it's Trent Brown who starts at right tackle, who ain't, you know what, a drop yet, right? He ain't played at all. So, like, we're doing a thing here where we're assuming that Trent Brown's ready to play,
yep,
or whoever they put out there is ready to play who ain't been playing, right? So all of that is an issue no matter how you slice it. And to me, man, I So I was going back and looking at the game and thinking about like this whole third down and red zone issue. And to me, it's just like, it's so consistent now. We're so far into the season. It's reflective of what the team actually is. And what the team is right now, especially now that Davis Mills is at quarterback, they're a team that really offensively, the only thing that they got going for them is the element of surprise. The early, go back and look at that game, man. Everything that they were doing that was good for the most part was on those earlier downs, first and second down, when you got the playbook for the most part, you know, at your disposal, the majority of it at your disposal, and you got the element of the cat and mouse game of what are they, exactly are they looking to do here.
Yep.
And that's when they're able to strike. But when it's third down or when you're at the goal line and it's very clear and obvious what the strategy is, it's third and short or it's third and goal and you're likely going to run the ball or you've lined up in the I formation in 2025 or it's third and long and it's an obvious passing down. And now it's just time to win your matchup or to solve the riddle if they try to give you one, right? Like it comes down to that, right? Like meat and potatoes, and they don't have it. Lopez said this before y'all even got a crack at it on Reaction Monday when he came. He was like, man, they're just not good enough. And it struck me. I was like, you know what? Oh, damn. Yeah. That was like a hit in the chest. I was like, you know what? That's exactly what we watched.
They weren't stopping Zach Allen.
They weren't, and especially when it was really time, when it was the meat of the matter, when it was third down, when it was in the red zone, when it was these critical moments. Early downs, yeah, Davis Mills is out there cooking. Early on in that drive, they were making some things happen. And on the first drive of the game, early downs, they're good. When it's time to really crack down, that's when they get beat, and that's the tough pill to swallow about the team right now.
B. Scott with this Texans report. I know Clint was surprised yesterday. Were you surprised that they didn't make any moves when it came to the trade deadline?
I was more so surprised that nobody was jettisoned out of here. Like, I thought that maybe, like, I get
– anybody you were thinking?
So I get Clint's frustration of, hey, look, you're a piece or two away. I don't know if they actually are a piece or two away, but I don't know why they wouldn't think that. Just based off of, you know, what they've invested in the team so far. Like, I know they thought they were, you know, and it's a muddied sort of landscape, AFC landscape. They're still kind of in the thick of it. So I would have expected or thought that they would have at least wanted to be a little bit more aggressive or see why people wanted them to. I thought personally it made more sense to shop a Damian Pierce or Christian Harris or like guys who have shown good tape at some point in their career but have fallen out of favor for whatever reason or have minimized roles now in recent years for whatever reason and could maybe help a team. I thought, and who knows what you get for a guy like that, but I was more so surprised that I didn't see guys go as opposed to seeing guys come in.
Look, I think that's fair in terms of seeing guys go as well. I think there were some pieces that you could see move, but the, you know, if you're not getting something in return that can, cause I still think these guys, and I think rightfully so, I know they got three wins, and I know it's this season is all but gone. But I think these guys are still viewing this as a playoff caliber team, as a team that they feel like they can at least compete at a playoff level. And so if you're not going to get something in return that's going to help you, why deplete, even if it's your special teams, why deplete those? Why deplete your depth at this point in time? So
yeah, I will say, though, I'll give at least the benefit of the doubt that we heard today from D'Amico saying, like, just because we didn't get anything done doesn't mean that we didn't try. It's hard to really know how much they tried, how close they got. You know, it could be a situation where all the trades that were in front of them were not good trades. Would you rather they just make trades for the sake of making trades and they don't be good and then you criticize them for that? Or would you prefer they kind of stick to their guns and, like, if there's nothing there, they don't force it? You know? So who knows really what the truth is?
Well, there? I'll tell you, I'll answer the question personally just as a fan. I would rather my team, when they're built like this, and again, this isn't about just this year, it's about next year as well. Hopefully it would be. But the point is you've got a championship caliber defense. You got what we think is an absolute baller in Nico Collins, and you've got an absolute baller in CJ Stroud. And I would like for my team to make moves, even if they're aggressive moves and you overpay for proven, given, no-brainer type moves, right? Like, I know back in the day, Bill O'Brien and them, they caught a lot of heat for the Laremy Tunsil deal. I had no problem with the Laremy Tunsil deal. Now, you may have a problem with them waiting so late, so you had to give up extra picks, But you're in a position where you've got a quarterback that you've got to protect. You got a quarterback that you got to give a best chance to at least play.
And a quarterback you believed in.
Yeah, a guy you believed in.
And
you were at a point where you had swung and missed on two different routes or avenues for these tackles, and it wasn't going to work. And so now you're in a position. Do I overpay? You have no choice. But I'm going to overpay for a guy that I know is going to come in here and help me immediately, and I'm not going to be looking for another tackle next week.
Yeah, but see, the uncomfortable part about the Texans right now and the position that they're in is like the positions that they would need to trade for are the kind that don't get traded if you got a good one. Like, you don't – like, you're seeing the really expensive or the teams – well, the closest thing that I could have seen that could have helped them would have been a Quinnen Williams, but like – and maybe a receiver, obviously. I know you had some guys in mind. But, like, for the most part, like, they're invested in the positions that usually go off the board, like a cornerback or an edge rusher or something like that. Like, they are invested in premium. The spots where they need the most help, the interior offensive line. The
offensive coordinator.
Offensive coordinator. Like, those are not and just to be real about it, those are things that are not readily available to you at the trade deadline by and large. And that's not to say that they shouldn't be aggressive. That's not to say that I don't feel like they need to get better and they need to be thinking like that. But they're just in a weird spot where, like the Colts, a good team that feels like they're a corner away. Okay, go get a corner. The Cowboys have a good offense. Their defense is Swiss cheese. A Quinnen Williams might help them. Go get a Quinnen Williams. That kind of stuff makes sense. You look at the Texans and you're like, man, they could really use they could just redo things at guard and center. And you know, like it's like offensive coordinator spots that aren't necessarily trade deadline fixes, if you will.
Quick, 15 seconds. The Texans win on Sunday versus Jacksonville. It makes you think what about this team?
That they're back in it. They're back in it. I think the
back in it. Okay.
If they win now, the if they win part.
That's how you know when Ron disagrees with you. Oh,
I didn't know what he would say.
There is a path. The thing is, it doesn't get hairy until a couple of weeks from now when they start playing the real teams. Like, the next couple of weeks are gettable games, and that can get you back in it. Now, like 2 weeks from now, we'll be having a different conversation. Like, what is the likelihood based off of the way
I know a lot of people
they can make any noise.
Are they alive at 5-5? And this you got to win 10. You got to win 10 to get in. The way the AFC's looking, or maybe even 11. Are if 5-5 are they alive?
They are alive.
They are alive with games against Buffalo, Kansas City, and two against.
5-5 with 7 to go, and you got to at least.
A lot of people are saying, "Who cares if they win? It's over." And I East Scott could have been in that camp, but he said, they're still in it.
It's an uphill battle.
We need him still be in it.
I'm not delusional. I'm not saying, hey, look, they can go to the Super Bowl. Could they find their way into the playoffs if they find their way to 5-5? Sure.
Yeah, maybe we'll pose that question later this week. All right, that's B. Scott every single Wednesday, 4:40, Texans Report. Coming up, this injury report and the guys that did not participate is long and real names on this list. You do not want to miss the injury report. That's coming up next.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city.
Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.